Blog Talk Radio.
Stop scrolling. Get off the pot. And flush it. And listen to Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. To reach Bill live, call 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. Now, here's your host, Billy Borelli.
Mao! Mao! Im! Im! Remember where that was from? That was from Deer Hunter. Remember the scene? Remember the Russian roulette scene? Mao! Mao! Im! Yeah, that's my guitarist, Jimmy. Welcome, everyone, to Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. What's going on? Not much. It is Monday, and I know you're all home, and I know you're all one of you or two of you have tuned in. I do apologize. I always do things like last minute, and I think normally when I do things last minute, like schedule shows, it's because, you know, I get funny and I get not funny. You know, you got to feel it. You got to, like, you can't just, well, the show must go on. You know, comedy is a very tricky thing. You just can't turn it on and off. It's either there or it isn't. So hence, I schedule shows when I'm less stressed. I'm less sleepy. Well, tonight I probably could have hit the gym, but I decided not to. You know, it's been cold and rainy outside, and I don't want to hit the streets. If I had a home gym, that'd be much better, but here I am. Entertaining you guys, and I'm happy to do it with a half an hour of my bullshit. My BS. This is my BS. This is my Bernie Sanders. Don't give me no BS. What, Bernie Sanders? No, bullshit. Yeah, Bernie Sanders. I'm going to go, I got to take a Bernie Sanders. I'll be right back in the bathroom. I got to take a Sanders. That's a new shit. Instead of taking a chop, dropping the kids off in the pool, pinch a loaf, it's more or less, I got to go take a burn. Feel the burn of the diarrhea. Ugh. Speaking of which, last Sunday was the Democratic debate. And you've got an old hag and an old coot running for the Democratic nomination for president. I am speechless. When have we had the weakest Democratic candidates running? When's the last time we've had the weakest Democratic candidates running? Bill Clinton was the strongest, well, he was actually the last good, strong Democrat, because I don't think the empty chair in the White House right now is all that strong. He hasn't proven anything. Still blames Bush. 7 years in, it's Bush's fault. No, it's yours. Because when you point the finger at somebody, you got three pointing back at you and one pointing up. Or whatever. Anyway. It's not my fault. That's Bush's fault. That's your damn fault because you've been president for so goddamn long. I reckon that you've just been doing your thing for 7 years. Don't try to blame me. Well, they found weapons of mass destruction in Syria. They did. They were put away. They were shipped to Syria, which is right next to where? Iraq. So Bush gave them all kinds of time to hide the weapons, WMDs, and they did. And everybody called him a liar, but then they found him later on, and they didn't want to admit it. Yes, I do get political on this show. Yes, I make it funny. Bernie Sanders, 475-year-old hag of a man with that head and that hair, drives me up the fucking wall. Either cut it off or trim it. Just don't comb it down like a mangy shih tzu, because that's what it looks like. You got this really hunched over little old man running for president there. You know, you You don't know what it's like to be poor. You don't know what it's like to live in a ghetto. So what are you saying, Bernie? You saying that all black folks live in the ghetto? All black folks are poor? Wow, that's such a bigoted blanket statement.
You don't know what it's like.
No, you don't know what it's like, bastard, because you got a lot of money. You don't know what it's like. I do. Do you know what a government cheese sandwich tastes like? Burn? Do ya? Do you know what generic cereal tastes like? Burn. Do you? Do you know what oatmeal tastes like? I'm sure you do, you old coot. I know what oatmeal tastes like because I have oatmeal every day. Not because I'm old, because it's good. I use double extra vanilla almond milk, and that makes it sweet. Burn wouldn't know that, though. He's got to take out his choppers every night.
I can't eat steak no more because I don't have any teeth that work.
He reminds me of John Voight in the Runaway Train.
You're going to clean that spot. Then you're gonna take that job. Then you're gonna clean that spot. Because if you look, take a look at his eyes, you're gonna punch him in the face.
That was a good movie. I just saw that the other day.
Come on, Manny. Oh, Manny, I thought we was friends, Manny. Come on, Manny. Yo, look at you. You can do it. You get out there. You can do it. No, Manny, I can't, Manny. I can't. Oh, God.
Why does he cry in every movie? Eric Roberts, why do you cry in every movie? Okay, so you cried in Runaway Train. You cried in Pulp of Greenwich Village. What other movies did you cry in?
They stole my thumb, Charlie. Oh, they stole my thumb.
What other movie was he in that he cried? Yes, Best of the Best.
Commie!
He's always crying. Always. We have a role that we need a crying person. Eric Roberts. How old is he now? He's like 65. Can he still cry? Sure, absolutely. Anyways, where was I going with this?
Bernie Sanders. No, that's Donald Trump. I'm Donald. You're going to vote for me? If you see somebody throwing a tomato, throw him out face first. I don't go for that. Don't want my hair messed up.
Trump, fix your fucking hair. Fix it. Everybody talks about it, but they don't talk about Bernie's lack of hair thereof. They don't talk about that, whatever shit that he's got on his head, but they talk about Donald Trump's hair. Why? Because nobody likes Republicans. Everybody thinks conservatives and Republicans are racist. I don't know why. Where do they get this from? You show me. Tell me.
Because.
Because why? Proof. Give me some proof. Bernie fucking Sanders shoots his mouth off with a bigoted statement at the Democratic debate, and nobody's calling him out on it? Really? Are you fucking that dumb? Are you dense? Are Democrats really that dense?
I think Bernie's great.
He just said white people don't know what it's like to be poor, but black people do. White people don't know what it's like to live in a ghetto, but black people do. Really, Bern? Really? Get off the stage. I want to curse so bad, but I'm really trying not to. And don't get me started on Hillary Clinton. Don't get me started on the pantsuit. I don't know what. You don't know what it's like to be there. I'm such a liar. Benghazi, what difference does it make? They're dead now. Just stop. This year, I'm sorry to say, that was my pen. I'm sorry to say, we really don't have a strong candidate. We have not had a really strong candidate since Ronald Reagan. He was the last great president. Now, yes, he had his before he had his little Iran-Contra deal. He was the last great president. He scared Iran into giving us back our hostages. He got into office and they're like, "I'm sorry, my friend, buddy. Hey, my friend, I'm so sorry. You know, the soda is there, 2 for $1. You take your hostages and then 2 for $1 soda, my friend. You want falafel with that?" They gave up everything, falafels. They came over here and opened up bodegas and stores and stands and all that type of stuff. They were sorry. Nobody fucked with Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan went to Gorbachev and goes, "Hey, bitch, tear down the wall." And Gorbachev's like, "Sure, will do." And they did it.
Bill Clinton just got his knob cocked. Hey, it tastes good. Hey, I'm a liar. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. But I got kinky like a motherfucker with that woman. Golly, she could take corn cob like nobody's business. Woo, boy. Hey. Oh!
Bill Clinton didn't want Hillary Clinton, so why should you? He wanted everybody else but Hillary. My vagina is closed for you, Bill.
That's okay. Everybody else wants me. Hey, they want Billy the D Kid.
Golly. That's just an utter mess. You know, I've come up with a list of things that I would rather do than watch the Democratic debate. Here we go. Number one, have O.J. Simpson chop my vegetables. Number two, eat the peanuts out of Private Joker's shit. That was from Full Metal Jacket. If those of you that haven't seen it should see it. Great movie. Boom. Drink Mexican tap water. Yes, nothing racist about that, so shut the fuck up about being racist. It's true. Mexico's tap water is shit. And I'd rather drink that than watch the Democratic debate. Number four, boom. Tongue kiss Caitlyn Jenner.
You may kiss me right in the mouth. I think I would like that so much. What do you say? Would you like to grab my package?
No, thank you, UPS. I'm out the door. And number five, boom, have Stevie Wonder paint my portrait. Where's the sound bites? Where can I get some, can I get some something? Can I get
Hello?
Hey, baby, I got some lemon pepper wings. Mind if I come over for some Netflix and chill?
No.
Scrabble and chill?
No.
Monopoly and chill?
No.
Oh, Billy Borelli Laugh Chat and chill.
Now you're talking, baby.
I'll be right over.
Yes. Billy Borelli Laugh Chat and chill. I'm saying, listen to my voice, you know, and it can get really deep at times. And then when I'm tired, it gets even more deep. But just imagine chilling right now. And you skip Netflix and you go right to Billy Borelli's live chat. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to start this segment off with my asshole of the day. I haven't done asshole of the day in a long time, so I'm going to do my asshole of the day. Two women in Monterey County were in a burning vehicle when a CHP officer pulled up and rescued the two children in the car. There was a witness who was filming it at the time. You can see on the video that CHP officer went around to the driver's side, pulled the child out of there, ran, and yelled at the lady standing off way off to the side, "Take your kid, come on." Now, this lady's way back, like far back, like standing way back. There's the two kids still in the car. He runs around to the passenger back side door, opens that, pulls another kid out. Then he's telling someone else in the car, "Get out." And this lady gets out of the passenger side, kind of strolling like, "Yeah, no big deal." Meanwhile, there's flames and smoke coming out of the engine compartment. But she's just bopping along like no big deal. And he's pissed. He's like, "Come on, move. Let's go. Get out." He's running around rescuing these two kids. These women, if you want to call them women, one of them was standing outside the car, not panicking, not doing anything, just standing there like a stick in the mud. The other one was still in the car, the second child out. Then she decides to get out. Oh, my God. These women make my asshole of the day list. They might be asshole of the year. You let this CHP guy pull your kids out of the car while you stood there. One sat in the car while he pulled that second kid out. Way to go, CHP. But assholes go to those two mothers there, or one mother and grandmother. I don't know. They both looked lazy as hell and uninterested in saving the kids, who were screaming and crying. Jesus! I tell you, man, what has society come to today? Society has come to this. Misconduct. Sexual misconduct. No, that's not my name. Like Bond. James Bond. I'm misconduct. Sexual misconduct. Talk about Peyton Manning retiring. Peyton Manning, the great quarterback for the Colts and for the Broncos. If you don't know about football, then shut my show off right now. But I'm a sports guy. He still liked Peyton Manning when he was with the Colts. Then he went to Denver, and I was like, eh. You know, I thought he was okay with them. He just didn't have the same nucleus, didn't have the same, you know, the same. It wasn't the same Peyton Manning, and he picked a good time to retire, got a second championship, and he retired. So right around the end of the Super Bowl, there was a allegation that he had grazed his genitals over this female trainer's face. So there's two sides to this story. That's his side, which is, oh, I just mooned a couple of athletes and a teammate. So apparently he was getting something looked at. So it was his ankle or something, and he was sitting down. So maybe when he tried standing up and he mooned a couple of people, which he says all he did was pull down his pants and one butt cheek came out, and, you know, he mooned these two guys, and one of them said he saw it, and that's what happened. The trainer, who was at the time tending to him, says that he pulled his genitals out and grazed them or draped them across her face. Now, did she not see this happening? Did she not, like, look over, slowly see him pull down his pants, and then just plop his junk on her face? And then go, oh my gosh, you just plopped your junk all over my face. I mean, come on. Did you not see that happening? Who cares? Who cares, right? I mean, I did that in high school. I used to moon people all the time. I'd drape my junk all over the place. All I got was detention. I didn't get a Super Bowl ring. I wasn't called the sheriff. I got detention. That's a lie. Comedians lie. So, the great Omaha, the great sheriff, has retired at age 38 or 39 with two Super Bowl rings. Good for him. What do I want to get into? I want to get into the Oscars. Everybody's kind of forgotten about the Oscars, but I haven't, because I've been meaning to talk about the Oscars. I didn't get around to it. So, two Sundays ago, we had the Oscars, and it was hosted by Chris Rock, who, in his monologue, decided that it was okay to say that the police hadn't shot any black people. And I really, really didn't like him making that joke. Some people thought it was funny, of course, and then the audience thought it was funny because they're who they are. They're Hollywood, and they're just a bunch of, I don't know, mindless potatoes just sitting there, awards, money. We act like we care about the world, but we really don't. Global warming. That's what Leonardo DiCaprio said when he won his Oscar for Best Actor, Best Male Performance in a Feature Film, whatever the fuck they call it now. So he finally won his Oscar. Yay. And he says something about global warming. Global warming is a real thing. What you need to do is talk about global warming. That is what's going on. It's a real thing. Global warming is real. We must address it. We must procure it. Global warming is real. Thank you. And meanwhile, he gets drunk and he goes takes a dip in his Olympic-sized electricity-heated swimming pool. Thank you about global warming, Mr. I just won my Oscar, but shut up. So what does he do? He's been partying for the last week, trying to pick up gonorrhea at every single bar that he goes to. I think he's doing a good job. He's been shown looking pretty toasty and looking pretty drunk every bar he goes to, and just because he's hammered. Every show he gets hammered. He's, you know, he parties. Don't talk about global warming and you're chugging down whiskey, dude. Don't just, what do you do when you're sober? When I'm sober, I polish my trophy. I bet you do. Two pills? Why don't you just give me a handgun so I could blow my fucking brains out? Two pills, a bottle of scotch, and a handgun. That's the best, you know, best Leonardo DiCaprio I can do right now. So, I can do Jack Nicholson too. Watch your fucking mouth. The cops are saying he's a cop, so we don't look for the cop. Huh? What are you saying? How bad, huh? I'm playing Daniel Day-Lewis in his new film. Yeah, Jack Nicholson is Daniel Day-Lewis as The Bucket List 2. What character can I play now? There really should be a movie about Jack Nicholson. I don't know who'd play him with them eyebrows. I mean, he's got some really crazy eyebrows. Maybe give me the bat. Anyway, I think I'm going off. So Chris Rock, who, I don't know how he did it, but he raised $60,000+ by selling Girl Scout cookies to the audience. $65,000, I think it was. How? How did you sell so many GD cookies? How? $65,000 worth of Girl Scout cookies? Really? I don't know. I mean, you saw all the people with their money. They had fives and stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah. $65,000 in that room? Really? I mean, were they just like giving out hundreds? Like, yeah, okay, yeah. That's a lot of money. In fives, $65,000 divided by five. Figure it out. Well, I'm trying to figure it out. So that's one. That's five. You take the other five. 5 into 55 is 11. So you're looking at 1,100 people with $5 bill. 1,100 times five. Okay. So you got carried to one. Okay. Whatever. 1,200 people with like $5 each. 1,200 people. Is there 1,200 people in there with $5? Seriously. Or did Chris Rock just kind of submitted himself? This is what I want to talk about. With his long, scary Nosferatu fucking fingers. E.T., go home. You freak me out with that. They look like flippers. He puts his fingers together with his thumb straight in the air, and it looks like his fingers are just glued together straight. So he's got these like flipper deals going on. He's like a puppet. You know, he's got this like, you know, marionette type hands going on. They don't bend, they just point. He's got all these four fingers just pointing with the thumb sticking out. It creeps me out. He's like this, like, ooh, his feet, his hands, ooh, I can imagine what his feet look like. But he's got these creepy long fingers, and they're skinny and long, and they look like hot dogs. They look like those Dodger dogs. Like, he's got four Dodger dogs just taped to his wrist, and it looks fucking creepy. Like, I don't want to shake your hand, dude. You smell like hot dog water. He's not funny. Not funny. He's not funny. You are not funny. Why? Why do people still think he's funny? Because he makes racial jokes? He's not funny. He's not funny. Not funny. Funny on Saturday Night Live? No! Every movie he's in sucks. Go to the box office and go to one of his movies. He's not a leading man. He's got a baby voice. He's got them creepy fucking hands. And he's got the same haircut from the 80s. And he's got those big teeth. Where is he? What? Why? Why? What did he do to a producer back in the day that he's so angry about now? Did he have to cop a knob too just to get famous? Wrap them skinny fingers around something? It's disgusting, Chris Rock. You suck. And you didn't get there on talent. I'm saying this now. Some of you are going to go, what are you doing? I'm clowning them is what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. It's called freedom of speech. And I'm doing it as clean as possible. He's a freak of nature. He's got the weird fingers. Ugh! I don't want to shake your hand, dude. Ugh, just stay away from me. Just give him four buns. Like, here you go. Put him on the barbecue. He just freaks me out. Chris Rock, you suck. Only popular because somewhere back in the day, someone decided to put you on Saturday Night Live because they said they thought, nah, you got a shot. You're a clown. That's all he is he's a clown. Comedian? No. Clown? Yes. I'm a clown. I'll admit it. Comedian? Maybe. But a clown? For sure. So Nosferatu rock, Nos rock, stop. Jeez. Anyway, I had a gig this past weekend, Angels of Fear, at the Back Bar. Back Bar, my braces got adjusted today, so I'm like, the Back Bar in San Jose. Angels of Fear at the Back Bar in San Jose. Bareback. No, at the Back Bar in San Jose. It's on YouTube. The whole 29 minutes or however long it was, kind of went fast because I play drums again. I'm playing them at like hyper speed. I don't know why. It just, when you're playing in the moment, your adrenaline's kind of going, but you feel good. You're like, man, people are rocking out. You got the music going, the singer's going. You know, you're in the zone. And then when you look at it later on, you go, God dang, am I on speed? It's like, God, slow down. We even put a song. Well, no, we actually took a song out and put another song in, so it's about right. But yeah, you'll see us up there. You know, the Back Bar in San Jose. What is it though about guitarists with their stance? They got that stance when they play guitar. They stick one leg out and they got one leg back, like their balls are sticking to their leg. That's really what it is. When you see guitarists playing that. They get in that pose, that fucking, yeah, I'm really playing guitar pose. You're playing guitar. Stop it. Stop being, oh, man, look at guitar, man. You're playing a guitar. Say guitar enough and just realize how stupid it sounds. Guitar, 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 guitar. You're playing a guitar. You're just playing a guitar. Stop it with the theatrics. It's lame. The 80s are over. Stop trying to be a hair band. Stop trying to be fancy. Put your legs back together. Stand there and just play. Or get off the stage. And stop taking pictures with your guitars, band people. Stop it! Stop! Picture with your guitar. We know who the guitar player is. Put the guitar back in the case and sit your ass down and take this picture. I'm not going to stand there with my snare drum and two sticks. Hey, I play the drums, just so you know. That's why I'm holding my snare and my stick, so you know that I play the drums, in case you didn't know. Just stand there, take the picture. Who gives a shit? Oh, I got to play guitar, so I got to pose with my guitar. No, no, no. Get your fucking guitar out of the shot. It's like a selfie stick. Don't take a picture with a selfie stick, guys. It's emasculating. You're a beta male for that move. I hate taking selfies anyway. You know, I don't like taking selfies anymore. I kind of used to for a minute. It was all fun and dandy. Hey, I got a smartphone. I can take a picture of myself. I mean, selfies have been around for a long time, but now it's like boring. Jesus. What else? Did I go over everything? Smokers? Never ask a smoker how something tastes. They can't taste it. They taste and they eat smoke all day. Hey, bud, tell me if this tastes salty. Ah, it tastes like smoke. Never ask them if they smell smoke either because they'll be screwed. I think there's a fire, man. Can you smell that? Nah, I can't smell anything. Why do you talk like that? I don't know. But, smokers, stop it. Stop smoking. You got it? Good.
We hope you enjoyed this broadcast. Be sure to follow Billy Borelli on Twitter at Comedian Billy Bo. Tune in next time, boys and girls. You may now proceed to mindless scrolling. Thank you.